because the whole nation was celebrating. So thank you guys for making us happy for a while, because like we haven't been happy, you understand? So thank you for putting smiles on our faces.
That's
like,
deep, man.
That's all. Like,
you went somewhere with that one. We haven't been happy.
Like,
for a while.
Man, like I haven't seen people like that happy. Like, bro, yo.
Mm. I mean, that's true, man. I'll be honest. It's actually very, very true. For me, if I were to actually, of course, break down my weekend, it was definitely one I can say was probably the best one. Mm. Well, let me say one of the best, actually,
for
going
this
forward. For this year, yeah. You know what I mean? You know, it's one of those things where you never really think that you actually even get to experience something like that. So, of course, my Saturday, first thing in the morning that we start off with, we actually, my lady and I, we, of course, got dressed up in our colors, and we went to Bucktown. Mm. So, there at Monte Casino. It was definitely that vibe that we needed, because it has that feel like you had a stadium. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody's just there. We're all wearing the same colors. Like, it is so, so, so vibey. And no one is trying to act like, you know, we were strangers to each other. You know what I mean? It was literally the most unifying feeling of all time. And you are right. It is definitely something that we needed to actually unite an entire nation. So when that happened, especially when we were busy watching them engrave South Africa onto the trophy, that was the moment everything just went haywire. Bucktown, the celebrations were getting real. Beers were being splashed everywhere. People were crying. I was crying. You know, it was real, man. You know, I was like, this is emotionally, you know, uplifting. It was crazy, you know? So another thing that I also pretty much felt like was very, very, you know, historic was when we saw how M and Mampimpi actually played, you know, that two-man move.
No.
When it comes to that try. It was amazing. Like, man, these guys were really linked in some way, like, somehow, to score that try.
And Mampimpi being the first black person to score a try.
Come on,
in
man.
World Cup.
And no. Like, you see the historical moments that are just happening. You see that? It was really one of those days, man. So I was extremely moved. So, of course, the celebration was pretty much just going on and on and on after that. And then on Sunday, yesterday, it was actually a friend of mine's birthday. So we, of course, we're just going to celebrate the brother. And we realized that there's just too many things to celebrate today, man. It's been an amazing vibe and a lovely experience. And my message to the Springboks, man, history is literally made by people who actually leave footprints in the sand that can never be washed away. And they did something, as we've been mentioning right now, which has been engraved in stone for the rest of our lives and the lives of people who come after us, that they will remember. This is something that's going to be put down inside textbooks and so on and so forth, so people to recognize that this is what South Africans can do when they come together. A group of 22 men. And now I'm also going to include the coaches and so on and so forth.
Technical
they
team,
came together. They came together to literally bring a nation together at the same time. And with the hashtag Stronger Together, that right there was one of those moments that we can definitely say, you know what, men, shout out goes out to you guys. We thank you and big congratulations. And we thank you very, very much,
they
man.
Can keep the land.